You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. Today, with me, find the opening into your loving, accepting, and open mind. Find that opening wherever it is. And you may be in a place where you have 99% openings, or you might be in a place like I was where you have 99% closed mind with only 1% or less than 1% of open mind. Wherever you are, find that opening. And if you feel like your life is already very open, then find the remaining closed-mindedness. Because if you feel like your life is already open, finding the remaining closed-mindedness will help, because this is ultimately the same thing. It's self-knowledge. Discover where you are open and where you are closed. Because if you're 99% closed, it could be easier to start with the one area you're willing to take some help on. If you're 99% open, it's helpful to know all the areas you're open-minded at and to know exactly where you think you're closed-minded. Because ultimately, it doesn't matter how much you really are open or closed. You want to know exactly where the openings are, where the areas are you'll take help in, where the areas, if someone gave you advice, you would actually try it. So, for example, at my support group, I was told, maybe you should stop saying the F word so much. And the first time I was closed, I said, oh, that's nice. I'll think about that. The second time I was open, I said, oh, I see why you are telling me this. And that's the key, is to see why life is giving you what you've been given. And when you can see it from the bigger picture, you can see it in the space outside of you and inside of you. When you can see, for example, when I was told, you should stop saying the F word all the time, it wasn't because of some judgment or negative thing. It was because of the love the person has for me. They wanted me to be able to effectively reach and talk to the most people. And that every time I said the F word, the negative I got out of it was much more than the positive that came out of it. Sometimes there'd be a few laughs at my harsh language, but often I would close people up with my gratuitous use of cuss words. And so seeing that allowed me to open my mind there. If you wouldn't listen to some advice in one area of your life, that's a closed-minded area. So for example, think of something right now you are good at. And think about the last time someone gave you advice on how to do better at what you're good at. And this will help you see, are you closed-minded or open-minded there? And ultimately, the ideas of closed and open mind are all relative also. So think, are you loving and open and accepting to doing better? Or are you pretty sure you've got it already? Are you pretty sure you've got this and you don't need any help with it? If you don't need any help with it, you'll find it difficult to do better, to really let your inner genius out. So for me, that was the biggest barrier I faced my adult life. I just could not take advice, because when I got advice, I had to accept then that I needed that advice, that I didn't know enough that that advice was helpful. And my ego was too big for the first 10 plus years of my adult life to accept almost any advice. Jerry this, Jerry that, Jerry this. So many people that gave me so much loving advice, and that I just either dismissed, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, or I just looked at and said, oh, I can't do that. Lots of people told me I should quit drinking, and I just would dismiss it and say, oh, you don't understand my life. When really they were telling me exactly what I needed to do, and they didn't need to know all of the other details. They saw enough of my life. The message was there. And if you look at your life, As the creator of the universe, everything that comes into your life is a very personal, intentional message from the creator of the universe. And think about it like that. And then consider whether you want to ignore the creator of the universe. So the creator of the universe placed a lot of people in my life who told me a lot of useful things I could do. And very directly, Jerry, you should stop drinking. Jerry, maybe you shouldn't have so much yogurt all the time. Jerry, your 2-hour workouts might not be such a good idea. Jerry, you might want to think more about value in your business instead of just trying to make money from people. Jerry, you might be really good at business. Jerry, you might make a great teacher. Jerry, you are an awesome public speaker. Now, see, things like that were easier for me to process because, oh, I like the sound of that. Yeah, you're right. But all those other things were really hard to process. Oh, I don't like business. I don't like business. That's what I said most of my adult life. I don't like business. Jerry, you'd be really good at business. And here I am trying to go in the army or do things like engineering. And I get these very direct things from people who see. And it's as if the creator of the universe delivered that specifically to me. Here's a little hint about what you might want to do. The cuss word thing, the second time in... Oh, this is the creator of the universe delivering this message through this person. If you want to be able to communicate with people better, stop effing cussing at them. Oh, all right. And even things like negative reviews come through like that. It's the creator of the universe saying, look, my ego's been hurt by the work you created. And the main reason that it's been hurt is because it bumped into your ego. You don't have quite as little of an ego as you think you do. And so that's something you can grow with today. So try that. Try looking at every little advice you get, because I bet someone will tell you something they think you should do today. And if not today, soon enough. Think about every little thing like that as a message from the creator of the universe. And now, of course, there can be conflicting message. You can watch one news story that says something, and then the next news story will say the opposite. I don't watch the news, so maybe my messages from the creator aren't coming through the news. The thing is, when you're open, you will try new things. And even if they're wrong, you will learn from them. So I tried a MetaFast diet because that was suggested. It lost weight, but it didn't work out good in the long term. It still planted the seed that I could be thinner. It planted the seed that I could take better care of my body and lose weight. And now I'm doing that without the MetaFast diet, using some different tips. So when you're open, you'll try these new things. And that's what it's about, is trying. So see if you can find one area of your life today you're open to trying something new in. Because it's hard to try something new in. And all of these little tips and advice you get from people are a great opening to give you the motivation to overcome the fear of trying something new. So that's what I try and do today. I try, and when I see an advice on something, okay, well, what can I try based on what this person has shared with me? A great advice I got is try praying on your knees instead of laying in bed. Now I do it, and it works great. It's more focused, because there's pretty much only one thing I do on my knees, and that's get down to pray. So when I'm on my knees, I know I'm praying. That's helpful. And I see some religions have the same thing. You get in a very certain position, you face a certain direction, and you pray, and you do it several times a day. And the only time you're in that position is when you're praying. And that's helpful. It's a little reminder. And so find something like that in your life. Find an area you can have an open mind in. Find an area you do have an open mind in. And then find the courage to try something new. Because all of your genius depends on being open to trying new things. Edison said, I didn't find a way to make a light bulb. I found 1,000 ways not to make one. And that's how I feel like I've lived my life. I found 1,000 ways not to live my life. And so now I do have a good way to live my life, and I'm grateful for that. And getting through the barrier of closed mind and contempt about life and thinking I know,
That's been the hardest thing, the letting my genius flower. I had a lot of these other things I share with you in place before that. But until I opened my mind up, almost nothing else would really work. So thank you for sharing this with me. I'm honored at the time you spent, and I hope this is useful for you.
Thank you very much for making it all the way to the end of this video. When you want to keep watching more like this, I trust you'll subscribe on YouTube and follow the Jerry Banfield vlog playlist, because you'll get more videos like this almost every day where I'm just talking on and on about something that I think you might enjoy. If you want the screen capture video tutorials, I've got a video tutorials by Jerry Banfield playlist I think you might love and enjoy. What you've watched is part of Genius in 21 Days. This is a life-changing course that I've worked and continue working on myself to be at, live at, enjoy my full potential in life. You can see how I look now, 3 years after I filmed this course, versus the video itself. You can see a physical transformation in me that you can get going in this course yourself. I've seen reviews on it saying that this is a life-changing course, and I've experienced it for myself. You can take this course on Youthena. You might even be able to find a bit of a discount if you look in the coupons. You'll see it as a full 21-day curriculum on it here with 3 videos a day that you do here, and 2 or 3 videos you do a day. And the idea is you go through and do a practical exercise, and you do this as a part of a complete life of service and working to reach your maximum potential every single day. You do this as a part of expanding your mind, growing, and connecting. You also can take this course currently on Skillshare. When you go look in the description, you'll find a link on Skillshare. What's nice about Skillshare is that you get to take all the video courses on Skillshare, which means all my courses, plus there's 25,000 others. I get $10 when you use my link to join, plus I get a few cents for every minute you watch on my videos. The downside of Skillshare, it is $15 a month or $96 a year if you hate subscriptions. You might prefer to just go buy the course on Youthena, where you can pay once and have it for life without that kind of commitment. If you really do want to get the full Jerry Banfield experience, check out the bundles on Youthena. You can get the Forever All Course Bundle, which gives you all my courses forever for one price. Or the very best experience is the Jerry Banfield Partners. It's a mastermind for doing good and earning more online. This is where you get into my inner circle. I have weekly voice calls every week, and I've got a partners only Facebook group. You get access to experienced influencers and entrepreneurs online. What you might even do best with are the employment opportunities. I look within my partner group first for any new opportunities I have, which seem to be coming up a lot lately. Several of my partners have made something like 5 or 10 times as much as they invested in the partner membership just directly from me paying for services, things like graphic design, video editing with partners. And so other partners have applied what we've learned and talked about to earn much more than that. Thank you very much for joining us here today. We love you. You're awesome. And since you're one of the few that's made it all the way to the end, I imagine I'll be seeing you again real soon. Yes, you even can have electronic music from me. I think you might love and enjoy some of my music on iTunes, Amazon Music, and Spotify. I'll play a little clip from one of my favorite songs here for you.